When Richie Norton was a 16-year-old boy, he really wanted to start working. Although Richie came from a middle-class family and lacked nothing, he longed for control. He wanted the freedom to make his own money and spend it on whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Richie figured his best option was to get a job at a grocery store or gas station, or perhaps he'd be able to pick up trash at the county fair. After having thought about it for a while and convinced he was ready to get a job, Richie told his dad. "I don't want you to get a job," his dad replied. "But I want one. You're a kid, you're going to be working your whole life." "But I want money." "Okay, Richie," his dad said. "If you want money, then go to El Centro, to the watermelon farms. Ask if you can buy all the irregular sized and shaped watermelons. The farms can't sell them and they just end up going rotten and being thrown away." Richie and his younger brother Eric took out all the seats in the family van and made the 2-hour drive south from their hometown in North County, San Diego, California, to El Centro. The strangely shaped watermelons were super cheap, so they were able to buy enough watermelons to fill the van, top to bottom, with the seed money their dad gave them. When they got home, Richie opened up the neighborhood phone book and started calling down the list of potential watermelon buyers, including his friend's parents and his local community. He told them he had watermelons that were totally delicious, just oddly shaped, and that they could get one or more from him for cheaper than they could get at the grocery store. It was just days from the 4th of July, so he knew the refreshing fruit would be in high demand. Within a few short hours, he had sold his entire supply of about 100 watermelons. He arranged with all of his buyers to meet him at the park on a specific day at a specific time. He took the watermelons to the park to distribute them, and in a few hours, he had made more money than he would have made over the entire summer working for minimum wage. When Richie first decided he wanted to have more money, he asked, "How can I make money?" This question led him to the solution of getting a job that is typical for 16-year-olds. By asking how, Richie was going to give away his entire summer. How costs a lot of time. Richie's dad was an entrepreneur and thought differently about time and money. When Richie talked to his dad became Richie's who in showing Richie a more effective way to make money with the least amount of effort. If money is the desired outcome, then what's the most effective and simple way for that to be accomplished? In asking his dad for help, Richie was able to gain the perspective and access he lacked and incorporated his dad's knowledge, capabilities, resources, and solutions. He now had a who to help him more effectively create the result he wanted. It's safe to say that Richie would never have thought of the watermelon idea on his own. But with his dad's solution, Richie didn't have to give away months of his time and freedom. He got his desired result almost immediately. That's the power of having a who. You instantly get access to knowledge, insights, resources, and capabilities that are not currently available to you. How is linear and slow. Who is nonlinear, instantaneous, and exponential. This was a turning point experience for Richie, one that has shaped the trajectory of his life. By saving his summer, while at the same time getting the money he wanted, Richie determined to never sell away his time. And he never has. By saving his summer and by creating his desired result much faster, Richie radically increased his freedom of time. Like each one of the four freedoms you'll learn about in this book, freedom of time is not fixed, but flexible. It's not finite, but infinite. You never reach a place where you can't improve your freedom of time, because it isn't solely about having all the time to do what you want. It also involves using your time on increasingly quality activities. Now in his late 30s, Richie and his wife Natalie live in Hawaii with their 3 sons. Richie works from his cell phone as an international serial entrepreneur creating products and services and consulting for entrepreneurs and creatives, helping them get their dreams off the ground in a way that also creates more abundant time in their lives. This freedom of time also allows Richie and Natalie to write books, foster children, travel the world, and serve others in a capacity that would not have been possible without learning from a who. In fact, I have benefited directly from Richie's work. I reached out to him when I was a young writer trying to get my business off the ground. We have worked together for years now, collaborating on various projects. For Richie, freedom of time is as essential as air. Several years ago, one of his and Natalie's sons died, further cementing the idea in Richie's mind that time is precious and should not be taken for granted. He now lives every single day like it could be his last, and even created an acronym for time: Today is my everything. Throughout this book, you'll see how people apply who not how in different ways, primarily in the form of employees and collaborative partners, to create more freedom in their lives. Richie's story highlights the crucial fact that you already have several who's all around you. Your life is filled with who's that serve specific and unique roles, enabling you to be and do what you otherwise could not.